Today we begin our first conversation in the series that we're calling Relying Upon Your Source. So we want to talk about our terms, as we like to do at the beginning of these series of conversations. And the first one would, of course, be your source. Now, in our conversations that we've been having of late involving your helpers, we've been talking about your source in a lot of different ways. To put it bluntly, your source is you, but not the you that you think you are, and not the you that you would even identify as yourself, but a you that may very well feel distant and far away, as though it is not quite within grasp and not quite capable of being had. The you that you are, that you believe yourself to be, is the very narrowest of points that is focused in a very narrow physical reality, which is where you are right at this moment. The ears that you are using to listen to these words are part of that. And so your sensory data, all the things you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, these are the leading edge for your physical experience. But they are not everything. In fact, they're not much of anything, which is not to dismiss any of it, because you're here for the delight of it and here for the magic of it. And in fact, the only reason why a conversation like this, where we talk about relying upon your source, has any significance whatsoever, has any meaning whatsoever, is because you may have very well overly invested into your physical reality to say, well, this is the thing that defines me, which is the exact opposite of what is true. This physical reality is being defined by you. You are not subject to it. It is subject to you. And you are not operating within the realm where you're one of many objects. You are sitting at the center of that which you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. That is arising very specifically for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So when we say that your source is you, we're not talking about the part of you that is operating within physical reality and is identifying with a body and a personality. We're talking about something much larger, equally magnificent, but not the same. However, the integrated, fully aligned you, which is the only you that there is quite aware of the fact that you have decided from where you sit to ignore the fullness and the totality of your being. That's why it seems like a conversation about your source instead of yourself would be on order here. If you've identified yourself, meaning the body-oriented personality, as being the source, you're going to find yourself quite disappointed. But we will remind you that most of the things that you've taught yourself and most of the things that other well-meaning people have taught you is to rely upon yourself. Self-reliance is considered to be, in many ways, the height of independence, and therefore seemingly the height of freedom, but it isn't. If you'll notice, what ends up happening is you find yourself trapped by circumstances. Because in order to see yourself as a being that is something that can be relied upon, you have to accept essentially the veil, the gossamer veil, because it's very thin, that hides everything else about who you are from who you believe yourself to be. So along comes some ghosts, seemingly penetrating this gossamer veil, who say, look, you are the center of all you are creating, and you are sitting in the middle of all of your manifesting forms, and everything here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. The answer to why that is the case is found in the source of your being. The source of your being, of course, is unconditional love. which sounds very amorphous, very general, and it is. Because specificity is something you're doing with you and your body and your personality and your name and your identification and of self as being this individuated out entity that's walking about and talking about and standing and sitting and rolling around and having a really good time with all these nerve endings of yours. This is where specification happens. As you back up, things get more and more general. Things get more and more broad. Things get more and more non-physical. In the physical realm, things are very specific and they're annotated by time and space, which we could say is sort of the ultimate specificity. Because here you're pinning things down and you're saying, this is what is. Then you can say, this is what was. And then you can say, this is what will be. Something that from a non-physical perspective, a broader perspective, you can't really do, nor would you really have any interest in doing it. That's why you're here on the leading edge of this experience through your body, having the physicality and the physicalness and the deliciousness, the chocolate, the sex, the sunrise, the sunset, and all the good stuff here. That's what you're doing with all this. But this is an adventure you're on. This is a dream you're having. And you are not the one who is making the dream occur, although everything that you are interacting with is arising from within you. But it's not the you that is observing, the you that is licking the ice cream cone, the you that is watching the sunrise and the sunset, the you that listens to the beautiful music that you hear or the sound of a child laughing and finds yourself utterly transfixed and transformed by the physical experience of it. That's not the you that's making even this possible, although the you that is licking the ice cream cone is furthering the ice cream coneness of it all. The sweetness, the coldness, the smoothness, whatever it is that you're enjoying about it, you're propagating it by appreciating it. But you did not stitch together the molecules and the atoms that make up the ice cream, not from where you sit, but it is being stitched together for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And so again, the question would be, by whom? Who is doing this? Are there little elves somewhere assembling everything and putting it all together and hoping to be just right on time and get it delivered to you in exactly the right way? No. That's an interesting metaphor and an interesting way of looking at it, but it isn't the case. This is a dream, so none of this is really real. But to even call it a dream is to be quite inaccurate because, of course, the dreams that you have when you sleep are much more real than the ice cream cone or the sunrise or the sunset. The fact that you believe the ice cream cone, the sunrise, and the sunset to be more real than the dream that you have while asleep is just an indication of how much you are identifying with this place here. There's nothing wrong with that. So when we talk about relying upon your source, we do want to individuate out the self from the source. And we do not suggest you rely upon yourself. We suggest you rely upon your source. Now, how do you contact and interact with your source? In fact, if you are the source, then how do you get in touch with the source that you are, that apparently have forgotten about? Because you're identifying yourself so profoundly, so very much profoundly, with your physical form and the developmental idea of this me that I'm becoming more of, that's individuated out, that isn't that tree, that isn't that dog, that isn't that beloved, that isn't that ocean or mountain or sky or cloud, but is observing and interacting with all those things. How did I even come here? The answer is simple, your imagination. As we've said many times, the source of all of this is your imagination. Now, we do understand that you might dismiss this as being overly simplistic. All I need to do is imagine and it happens. Yes, that's actually literally how everything occurs. Nothing comes into being without having passed through your imagination. You may not remember imagining these specific things because once you've given birth to something, once you've launched a manifesting form, it takes its own shape and own form as it independently evolves itself away from you. So whatever you have in physical reality, you did not take the hammer to the nail necessarily to forge the furniture that you're sitting upon. But the furniture you're sitting upon arose out of your imagination somehow, some way, in some shape or some form. Now, if you think that you're going to now bring intellect to the table and say, oh, well, I'm going to then trace down every single thing I'm interacting with and find out where it came from, you're missing the entire point. Because it's not what happened that's significant, it's what's happening that is significant. Relying, not writing an essay on how you relied upon your source in the past. That's not what this workshop of conversations is about. This series is about relying here now upon your source. Now, what fuels your source is unconditional love. Unlimited abundance underwrites it. Unlimited freedom makes it possible. Unconditional, unlimited, these are the hallmarks of source. The unconditional love that you are, the unlimited abundance that is at your disposal, the unlimited and unconditional freedom that you have, the boundless joy that is here, populating all of these pieces and parts, whether you recognize that or not, the deep and abiding peace that abides in all things. Again, whether you recognize that or not, it's here. So when we invite you to rely upon your source, we're not inviting you to then use that to achieve or accomplish. We are, however, inviting you to let yourself off the hook, to be gentle, kind, and compassionate with yourself, and to imagine your own good. One of the things that we often point out to our physical friends, and you're likely someone with whom we have had this conversation, although perhaps not, but we do like to remind our physical friends that when you are defining a problem that you have, you are imagining the thing you don't want. And you can do it to a certain extent. Now, the New Thought teachers thought essentially, and this we disagree with vehemently, that if you were to think bad thoughts, you would get bad things. But if you'll notice, you're much more capable of having something really wonderful and delightful happen almost immediately as soon as you think it, as opposed to, as long as you're willing to have it, as opposed to the things that you're accustomed to thinking about, that you worry about, but that never really get any traction. All they really do is just make you feel bad. Physical reality is operating for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So relying upon your source doesn't mean that you're going to change the nature of physical reality to make it better and more improved. What it really means is that you're going to recognize what is actually here, already in play, extant. So today is a really good day to think about who your source is, which is, from our perspective, not really a who, not really a what. It can't be defined that way. It is unconditional love, and it is unconditional, this unconditional love. And this unconditional love is here to help you. Not because you need the help, but because you are integrated with it. Just as you are integrated with all the things you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, you are not them. You have them, and you have them as ideas in your mind that are out picturing in this amazing reality that is in fact a dream. And all of this is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So this place where you're at, right at this red hot minute, is the right place. It's the right time. It's the right way. And it's right here and right now. So you and your source are in fact the same. But we do understand why us saying that sounds like so much nonsense, that it can't possibly really be the case. That what's really true, of course, is that you are out here alone bereft, dealing with the shit that's hitting the fan, and trying very hard to be okay with what is happening while not rocking the boat. If you really do understand that you are the source of all this is, and all these things that are arising are happening here for you, on your behalf and to your benefit, one of the things that we are quite certain you will begin to recognize is that there's nothing to fear here. Because everything that is happening here is happening for you, it is happening on your behalf, and it is most certainly happening to your benefit. So we really do recommend that you recognize this, not because you need to, but because you can, but because you have that opportunity and that option. After all, you did conjure us to bring forth this conversation, and we are happily doing so, recognizing that this is just the beginning. This day today here, where we're bringing forth these words, is just the beginning of a deepening and broadening conversation about who you are in relationship to what you're having. When you rely upon yourself, and you rely upon yourself as the limited being that is focused in physical form, that what you can say and what you can do with your hands and feet, what you can do with your knowledge and skills and accomplishments is the limit of your capacity. And while that may be very broad indeed, it is barely but a drop in an ocean compared to who you really are and what is truly possible. Part of the dilemma about relying upon yourself is that you believe that you're looking at physical objects that have just placed themselves there within reach out of coincidence or seemingly random acts, or because you exerted the will and the effort to make these things come into being in ways that are traceable and intellectually knowable and repeatable. But in fact, none of that is true. You're so brilliant that you can create and construct and maintain and continue to get evidence of a physical reality that doesn't really exist, one that is limited in nature, one that is objective in nature, one that is material in nature. The material arises to wrap itself around the idea, and the idea is formed in your imagining. It comes into being because of your intending. But most of all, first and foremost, last and least and best and greatest, you are allowing it and relying upon your source. A lot of this conversation will likely be about allowing. But we don't know, because we are not here in our ghostly personality selves to tell you what it is that we're going to tell you, because we don't know what we're going to tell you. This is a model we highly recommend you pay attention to. We're just simply present. And the words that arise here are the words that are right for each of you as you hear them. We don't know why. We don't know even what they are. But what we do know is that you're in the right place at the right time. These are the right words right here and right now. And that is good and as magical and as wonderful and as delightful as all of this is, we know that this conversation, as it continues to expand, continues to take shape, continues to be informed by your powerful questions and the answers that arise therein, is only going to be getting better and better and better from here.